Chhattisgarh, Maoist put up banners threatening local village heads in Narayanpur. In regard with the supporting development work in Gayatapara village, Maoists have put up banners threatening the local village heads for dire consequences. Maoist in Narayanpur of Chhattisgarh has put up banners and distributed pamphlets threatening the local village heads of Basmeta village for dire consequences if they opted to continue supporting development work in the region. As per the information received, the banner has been hung up near the Gayatapara village under Ochha police station limits, in which the local area committee of the banned Communist Party of India, Maoist, have warned the local representatives to chop off their hands and feet if they continue to support the construction work of a proposed mine in the area. In the banner by the Gayatapara area committee of the outlawed CPI Maoist, the ultras have alleged the sarpanch and the upper sarpanch of Basmeta village for supporting the proposed mine. The Maoist have further claimed that the opening of the mine in the area will have a devastating effect on the environment, for which both the village heads will be held accountable. The banner read that, construction work for a dam is also in progress, which should be stopped immediately. We warn the village heads to stop all these works immediately. Otherwise, their hands and feet will be chopped off in the Jan Adalat, Kangaroo Court of the Maoist. After learning about the banner, it's been learned that the village heads have approached the police and sought protection for their safety. It is to be noted that this is not the first time that the Maoist have put up a banner threatening the local village heads, and earlier, a number of political representatives had already been killed by the ultras for supporting development works in the tribal-dominated region. Let us tell you that the Maoist, now confined to a much smaller territory than before, are finding it tough to counter the growing influence of the security forces and development works in the state, which was once considered a bastion of the left-wing extremists. As a result, the ultras have been targeting innocent civilians and political representatives out of frustration lately. The change in the strategy can better be assessed by the fact that around 12 civilians, including 3 functionaries of the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, have been killed by the Maoist in the last 2 years alone. Security experts are of the opinion that the targeted killings of civilians in the Maoist thresholds describe nothing but the frustration and helplessness of the Maoists, as they are no longer a substantial force which can hold the ground in front of the advancing forces. Officials with an experience in these regions are also of the opinion that the Maoists are deliberately going after those youths and leaders who have a leaning towards education, development and democratic values, as there is a growing sense of fear among the ultras that more educated youths and development work can unmask the hidden anti-people face of theirs. Topics: Communist Party of India CPI Maoist Gayatapara Village Maoist in Narayanpur banners BJP MAOIST SCPI Chhattisgarh Narayanpur.